You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Paris 2024 Olympic Games, which are set to end, have aimed to be the greenest games in history, implementing a lot of measures to attempt to decrease their carbon footprint. Despite clear aims to be more environmentally friendly, the games are predicted to emit 1.5 billion tons of carbon, which is similar to the amount Fiji emits annually. Alongside this, only two sporting bodies that make up the New Zealand Olympic Committee have developed their own sustainability strategies. I spoke to professional teaching fellow in social sciences at the University of Auckland, Chris McMillan, about the Olympics and Team New Zealand's aims to mitigate the effects of the climate crisis and whether this is enough. The 2024 Paris Olympics, which is set to end soon, aims to be the greenest games in history, with the Paris 2024 Committee previously pledging to halve carbon emissions from the London 2012 and Rio 2016 games. What has Paris done differently that previous Olympics haven't?
So they are certainly taking on some green initiatives. So whether they're going to be the greenest games in history is certainly up for debate. So the main thing they've done is that 95% of venues are pre-existing or temporary, whereas a lot of Olympic Games have built new venues. And with that construction comes a substantial environmental impact. They're also focusing on using renewable energy off the grid rather than a lot of mega events have diesel generators to maintain supply. They're using recyclable materials. There's an emphasis on plant-based foods, and there's a lot of local transport initiatives as well. Whether this makes it sustainable, though, that's a different issue.
The International Olympic Committee, IOC, have implemented elements of climate crisis action for the past three decades. In 1994, environment was added as the third pillar of the Olympic movement, alongside sport and culture, and in 1996, the Olympic Charter was amended to ensure protection of the environment, and host nations be required to address environmental issues in their bid for the Games. Have these helped with mitigating the Games' carbon footprint?
They've certainly led to a range of environmental actions, and the Olympic movement is ahead of the game with a lot of sustainability measures in terms of sport. But I think research would show, and we don't know the final accounting for Paris, that the Games are actually becoming less sustainable with time. That is, their environmental impact, both locally and globally, increases as the scale of the Games and the commercialism of the Games increases. So, for instance, the claim that this is the greenest Games in history, while it might be the Games that has taken environmental action most seriously, kind of cynical point would be that the first Games were the greenest Games in history in terms of having the lowest environmental impact.
And that kind of follows on to my next question. Despite the IOC being actively engaged in mitigating the effects of the climate crisis, these Olympics, well, the prediction is that these Olympics would have produced 1.5 million tons of carbon, which is similar to the annual carbon footprint of Fiji. Despite clear goals by the committee, the event will presumably continue to produce a large carbon footprint. There have been calls to minimize the event or a more radical approach of completely cancelling future games. Do you believe there will ever be a time where such an approach is necessary, or are the current climate crisis implementations by the IOC enough?
I think we can say that mega sport events of this scale are not environmentally sustainable in any way. As long as that doesn't mean that sport itself isn't unsustainable. If sport can be a sustainable activity, but if you're relying on mass commercialism and spectators and athletes flying in from all around the world, that's never going to be ecologically sustainable. Does that mean that the Games should be cancelled? We can have nice things, I think. We can embrace the joy, the unity, the meaning of the game, but it does mean that we have to rethink how we do sport and the Olympics.
Speaking specifically about Team New Zealand, only two of the 56 member federations that make up the New Zealand Olympic Committee, the NZOC, have their own sustainability strategies. Considering elements such as Aotearoa having the sixth largest air travel emissions in the world due to the remoteness of our country, is it not important, especially for New Zealand, to develop sustainability strategies?
Oh, it's absolutely essential. There are, say, a handful of organisations in Aotearoa that do have sustainability strategies, and it's possible that some are not blowing their horn and publishing those. But compared to the rest of the world, say 17 out of 36 Summer Olympic organisations have some kind of sustainability strategy. As you mentioned here, it's only two or three. The United Nations has produced a climate action framework which commits participants to halving emissions by 2030 and aiming for net zero by 2040. There's 270 signatories to that, but only one, Tertiary Sport New Zealand, is from Aotearoa. So there are questions of sort of what we can be doing, and there's a lot of local initiatives that can be taken up by these sporting organisations. There is, of course, the difficulty of accounting for transport emissions and how that would work with New Zealand's position in international sport.
And do you believe New Zealand's sporting bodies are doing enough to tackle the climate crisis?
No, they're not. But there is this question of what New Zealand sporting organisations can do in terms of, yes, we can do a lot of local things, but with all things with climate change, we have to look at these in a global, systematic way. And you can understand, say, New Zealand rugby recently flew to San Diego, I believe, to play Fiji. If you're taking the climate crisis seriously, this is not a move that you would make. But you can understand how an organization like New Zealand rugby is facing considerable commercial pressures, how they would make that decision. So what we have to look at is ways in which international sport can be reorganized so we take the climate crisis seriously, and that becomes at the forefront of sport planning.
That was Professional Teaching Fellow in Social Sciences at the University of Auckland, Chris McMillan, about whether the Olympics, and specifically Team New Zealand, are doing enough to mitigate their carbon footprint.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.